The Postal Service plans to start irradiating some mail to kill anthrax bacteria. Irradiation machines are regularly used to kill E. coli, another bacteria in food, and to sterilize hospital equipment. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports the process is already underway.
Usually, mail for the White House or Congress heads toward Washington, D.C. Right now, it's heading away. John Nolan is the Deputy Postmaster General.
We've got mail en route to Ohio that will be irradiated, I think, starting either tonight or tomorrow. I think there's 4 tractor trailer loads on the way and a number more that will be heading out in that direction.
The U.S. Postal Services handles some 27 billion pounds of mail each year. Nolan says they won't have to irradiate all of it.
Most of the mail that we get, magazines, bills, are produced in large controlled mail rooms. And that really has not been the area where we've seen any kind of problem. So we would tend to focus first on mail that is from collection boxes and those kinds of things.
The Postal Service plans to install about 250 machines, focusing first on New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. Places like Planned Parenthood that receive threats may also be given priority. The post office will try to find a way to cull out photographic film and medical samples that are in the mail so they won't get damaged. The cost of all this? An awful lot of money, he says. It's not kid stuff. Walls and barriers will be built to shield workers. Several kinds of radiation may be used. One uses electrons, small subatomic particles that carry an electric charge. Your television uses an electron beam to draw pictures on the screen. Killing bacteria requires more powerful beams. Ricardo Mullins studied irradiation for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization.
You're accelerating the electrons along the machine, which is like a small cannon. And what you're doing is you're scanning a conveyor up and down many times per second. With the beam, and this is what's hitting the product. It could be hamburger patties in the frozen state, it could be cold cuts of meat, or it could be letters.
At least 2 companies, the Shore Beam Corporation and Ion Beam Applications, have been contacted by the U.S. Postal Service. Eve Yongen is the Chief Research Officer at Ion Beam Applications. IBA builds electron irradiation machines, but Yongen's not sure electrons are the best choice.
Electron can be used, but they can only penetrate 1 or 2 inches in mail. So to use electron, you would have to lay the mail flat on the carrier. And that means that postmen would have to open the mail bags.
Better to use X-rays. X-rays could penetrate 2 feet of mail. IBA has 27 facilities in North America that normally irradiate food and medical equipment, but Mark McLaughlin, IBA's president of North American operations, says those at least won't be handling mail.
We would not irradiate mail in an existing facility where we are handling medical products or food, so it would have to be a dedicated facility.
Which could take 6 months to a year to build, starting from scratch. There are other options. Wayne Gibson works for MDS Nordion, a Canadian company that uses gamma rays from radioactive cobalt. Gamma rays are even more powerful than X-rays and could penetrate even deeper stacks of mail. And they have a history with anthrax.
1960, one of the first cobalt-60 gamma irradiators ever installed was to eradicate anthrax from infected animals, namely in the goat hair, which was being used to manufacture carpets.
Nordion's usual customers are food processors. Recently, they've gotten calls from all kinds of people, even a travel agency that wanted to see how it could get its mail irradiated, which to Gibson is a little surprising. For years, people have been fearful of the word radiation. The Shorebeam company, which irradiates food with electrons, doesn't even use the word on its website. It refers to the process as electronic pasteurization. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.